Joining us on the line is Mr. Mavuso Msimang, who is an ANC party veteran. Thanks. Very good morning, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
And thank you very much for the invitation. I am fine. Thank you.
So it's Dr. Kenneth Kaunda has passed away, 97 years old, first president of Zambia, and just when you look at his life, and I was trying to contextualize it yesterday when I heard of his passing, and it's actually almost impossible to do, because his life was just a journey, and it was this journey of so many different parts. How do we look back at a leader like this and try and contextualize it?
A difficult task indeed to tackle. But we have lost a person who could quite comfortably and without any dispute be described as a Pan-Africanist, a supporter of the total liberation of Africa. He was also a very principled person and very passionate in the things that he did. So we are really in that space where we are looking at a person who lived all 97 years of his life, really dedicated, even after he had retired, dedicated to the cause of the freedom of people.
You know what I found fascinating, and I'd love your thoughts on it. I was trying to find a theme, and the theme that I found here was somebody, and I'm not sure if it's correct, but I was amazed by the fact that he was the first president of Zambia. He was instrumental in putting African unity forward. He was one of the first people to stand up and openly talk about AIDS when it affected his family and his son particularly. What I see as a theme is a person of tremendous courage and foresight.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You touch on very important character features of Dr. Kaunda. You would know that the HIV and AIDS was taboo. It was punished. People did not easily admit to having the disease. But Kaunda not only accepted that as a problem that needed to be tackled, he announced that his son had died from HIV and AIDS, which was really quite extraordinary. And he went on to encourage a very open view and therefore effective response to the pandemic, because the pandemic in its own right. He was a very honest person. Was a very strong Christian. He belonged to the Presbyterian Church. What can really be said about him is that he acted on his convictions, even on the issue of liberation. There were times when many of us thought he should not be talking to Ian Smith and B.J. Foster and all of that. He absolutely insisted that that's how he saw the way forward. But what you would always be certain of is that if the bottom line, which was majority rule for the oppressed people, if that wasn't achieved, then there was no deal for Kaunda.
Incredible. He later on, obviously, we know that there were some troubled years in terms of politics. How will he be remembered by the people of Zambia?
I think the people of Zambia at a certain time thought they'd had enough of UNIP, the United National Independence Party of Zambia, which was the ruling party for a very long time, I think 37 years. And at a certain time, because of the issues of ethnicity, tribalism, and that, they made a decision that there should be not many parties. They abolished the multi-party system because to a very large extent, it was very tribally based. And he thought inviting everybody to UNIP would kind of consolidate national unity. Many people, and I think he himself may have realized that it didn't really quite work out like that. So in the end, he was removed from government by a person called Frederick Chiluba, who campaigned on the platform of multi-party democracy. So the establishment of a one-party system really did not do him much good.
And then of course he lost his second son. His wife passed away. And he died at the age of 97. I would imagine as a symbol of independence for the country and in fact for the whole of Africa.
Yes. No. This is absolute. You know, the one thing that I could mention very quickly is that there were lots of coup d'etats, you know, removals, post-removals of government in the 60s, I think even in the 70s. And usually the people would be, the leaders who were removed would run away, flee to other countries or be killed or be imprisoned. Kaunda, once he was defeated in the party, his party was defeated, government, was removed from government, he actually stayed in the country as a real sign that it would have been impossible to paint him with a brush of corruption.